Hi there. The word for you today is on handling your failures. In Joshua 7 verse 5 we read, "The hearts of the people melted and became as water." Even the most seasoned believer experiences failure. And the big question at such times isn't, "How could I have let that happen?" but, "What's the right way to deal with it?" You see, wallowing in self-condemning thoughts comes naturally to us. But the truth is, it does no good. It does harm. It just produces discouragement and adds failure after failure. As a result of Achan's sin, Israel was defeated at Ai and they fled before their enemies. Like us, in response to their defeat, the Bible says the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Their faith forsook them. The Bible actually says all spirit was knocked out of them. Even their leader, Joshua, fell on his face on the ground, despairing that things would only get worse. Let me ask you, have you been there? I have. Do you recognize the pattern? I do. Defeat, discouragement, despair, then more defeat. What was God's response to all this? Here's what he said to Joshua. "Get up." Verse 10. "Get up. You are groveling. Israel has sinned, so get started. Purify the people." That's the Message translation. That means he's a God of repentance, not wallowing in remorse. A God of getting up, not lying down in failure. Let me say something to you, and hear this carefully. Holiness is a pathway you walk, not a place you occupy. And when you're off that path, God's simple plan is, get back on it immediately. 1 John 1 verse 9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So, by faith, accept God's mercy and forgiveness and refuse Satan's condemnation. Paul writes, and he had a lot to forget, "Forgetting those things which are behind, press toward the goal." Like a child learning to walk, when you fall down, don't give up. Get up. Minimize your downtime. Get back up and walk again. Remember this principle: the moment that brings the awareness of sin should bring the confession of sin. And in that same moment, it brings the assurance of forgiveness. You got it? Okay.